The Apple Effect, podcasts of the Apple Story, brought to you by iMUG and Museum Victoria.
In this podcast from the Personal Computing Showcase, architect Ian Godfrey talks about his purchase of the Apple II computer, as well as the first software that he used, such as VisiCalc.
Well, the Apple II was purchased for my architectural practice. And the work that we were doing was probably more of an analytical bent than most architectural work, and computing was of great interest as a potential. We'd use a system, a service bureau terminal connected by modem to our office, and had used the mainframe computers in the service bureau, in the Control Data Service Bureau in Melbourne, programming with punch cards and the like. There weren't any personal computers available prior to this thing, really. There was no software available at this time. The Apple II came as a fully featured working machine, but the concept of boxed or shrink-wrapped software didn't exist at all back in those early days. That was in 1978. The computer came with the capability of writing programs in BASIC, and we did write some simple programs in BASIC. But the initial period of maybe 6 months was without a disk drive, for example. We were using cassette tape drives to access programs and the operating system, and that meant that it was really a period of exploration as to what the potentials were pending the arrival of the first software. My recollection is that the first useful software we bought was VisiCalc. I recall the purchase of VisiCalc, but one of the local computer shops in Melbourne was Random Access, who I think started up in Adelaide and then opened a store in central Melbourne. And one of their sales staff spoke to me one day, because I was always nosing around down there, and he said, "Look, Ian, we've got this new thing called VisiCalc. We're not quite sure what it does, but it looks pretty good." And so I bought a copy of it, and we found that a lot of the work we were doing, you see, in the practice was analyzing the requirements of building projects and building complexes. And so there was a lot of numerical data, a lot of lists of numbers and the like. And VisiCalc was just a natural to be able to, systematize and make much more efficient those types of operations. There wasn't a word processing application available. There might have been in a hobby context, but as Apple has been through most of its history, a bit of a niche area, and there were many people using, I forget the names of the various computers that were non-Apple in form, but they were using their own software off available lists. I would be surprised if, in fact, there was any word processing software available until probably a year after we bought the computer. And there were several that came on the market over a period of the next couple of years. We were an early adopter of word processing. It was absolutely leading edge. There were some of the larger architectural practices used modem-connected terminals from service bureaus. Some of them used mini computers, which were by that stage physically quite small, not much bigger than an Apple II, but had really fearsome interface requirements, and were basically used for extremely specialized functions in engineering or something along those lines. They weren't in any way able to be programmed to undertake generic roles. And you might remember, in those days, word processing also normally came in a word processing machine. This was seen as the successor to the electronic typewriter, and really was just a computer, but it was dedicated to one application only, and that was word processing. And if you went to TAFE colleges around, you would find the training of typing took place in word processing rooms where these dedicated machines existed. So the concept of having a computer, a general purpose computer that could do more than one job, like like VisiCalc doing numbers and also doing word processing was a real breakthrough. We kept the machines until about 1986, when we changed over to a network of Macintoshes. Started our Macintosh network with Mac clusters and the, one of the original LaserArchs. And we used an external Corvus hard drive. I think it was a 10 megabyte hard drive with a devilishly expensive networking system connected to our network of, I think it was five Mac clusters ultimately. I think the biggest impact was, in fact, through the use of VisiCalc. It was the first application, and it was the one we got most usefulness and out of over the period of the Apple II. But there were many other applications, including CAD, computer-aided drafting, well before AutoCAD became available. We were using database applications and a range of other things, but VisiCalc was far and away the biggest impact on our architectural practice. It's contributed in a very fundamental way. In fact, from the first time I ever saw an Apple II at the Box Hill Electronics Exhibition in 1978, I was hooked on the superb integrated design and the capabilities, albeit by today's standards very simple, the capabilities of the user interface. And Apple has had a fundamental role in our professional work ever since, and also in our personal and education lives.